What's up, my friends? It's Rick Mulready here. Listen, if you are feeling like you're struggling to keep up with all the AI opportunities, or maybe you're wondering how to even start leveraging AI in your business without all the headaches, the AIify newsletter is designed with you in mind, my friend. Every week, I simplify AI for you, showing you how to apply it and integrate it into your business so that you can work less and profit more. As one of my readers put it, it's a must-have for any entrepreneur who wants to get more done in less time. And they said there's a lot of noise out there and your information is up to date, yet just feels more calm and more relatable. So I want to invite you to sign up for the AIify newsletter. It's free. Just go to rickmulready.com/newsletter. That's rickmulready.com/newsletter. So if you're anything like me, you've been putting off TikTok. You've been putting off building a following and a brand and a community over on TikTok. And my friend, we can't ignore this platform anymore. I'm somebody who doesn't tend to jump right onto a new platform. You know, I'm all about, hey, this is what's been working. Let's keep doubling down on this until it doesn't work. And that's not the case here where it's like something's not working, so I'm going to go try TikTok. No, the attention is with TikTok. I mean, it's very clear at this point. There's over 1 billion active users on TikTok. And this was at the end of Q1 2022. So that was a stat from several months ago. You know, I saw a stat also that the number was going to be closer to 1.8 billion by the end of 2022. I don't know what it's at right now. Suffice to say, it's a lot of people on TikTok. And if you heard the last episode here on the show with Kenya Kelly, she's one of our accelerator coaching members, and she's also an expert in TikTok. She's got close to 500,000 followers on the platform. We talk all about how to make money, how to build community on TikTok. And it's where it's at. Obviously, short form video, that's no surprise. But what I want to do on today's quick tip episode is kind of share with you what I'm doing on TikTok, or what I'm preparing to do is a better way to say it. Because I'm recording this, what's today? It is Thursday, October 6th. This episode is coming out on Friday, October 14th. And I very likely will not have the first videos up yet, but depending on when you're listening to this, of course. But what I want to do on today's episode is share with you the strategy that I'm going to be taking, because I've been doing a lot of research on this. And I've been watching a lot of TikTok to try to get a sense of the platform, because it is very different than Instagram, obviously very different than Facebook, not to say the obvious. But so what I want to do with you is share the strategy, share with you some of the things that I have found in my research and talking to a lot of people, having a lot of conversations with Kenya and so forth. So the first thing that, you know, a lot of people try to do with their TikTok that I've seen is, you know, people in the especially in the online marketing space, they go over to TikTok. And one thing I love about TikTok is that a lot of the quote unquote well-known online marketing people are not the same over on TikTok, right? I love it. You go, like, I'm learning about brand new people over on TikTok, and they have these massive followings on TikTok, and they're teaching this amazing stuff, and they're not in the quote unquote same circles of the online marketing space. That sounds super clicky and terrible, but that's like one thing I love about it. It's different. It's a different audience, and I love that about it. And so one thing that has been recommended to me when, you know, putting like the type of content that you're going to create and what you put in your bio and what your, you know, basically your TikTok profile and your channel, if you will, is going to be all about, that you want to kind of be over the top about it. And that's going to allow you to stand out. And that's really where I'm struggling right now, is like, what exactly is the direction, the feel, et cetera. Now the feel is going to be me, right? And, you know, and always through the lens of our values. But as far as, you know, do we be aspirational? Are we speaking directly to my audience? Are we speaking to people who are earlier in their business and trying to get up to the level of business where I help all of you? That's really where, I hope that makes sense. That's really where I'm kind of like, I don't know. I'm just going to kind of start and see where this goes. And, you know, something that is niche down that grazes the main pillars of content that I teach on and talk about, which is ethical marketing, which is leadership, becoming the CEO of your business, which is systems and people, you know, your team. And so again, this is going to take me some time to nail, but it's not going to stop me from creating. So that's the first thing that I'm kind of thinking about as I get TikTok going and posting. And with that, the second thing is I'm not going to throw up just random videos. I'm going to be very intentional with what I'm creating. So let me give an example of this. So I know that series work really well on TikTok. And of course, these things come and go, right? You know, and I don't even want to call, it's not a trend. It's just something that tends to work really well. So I'm going to do episodes of TikTok videos. So it'd be like episode one. So for example, I could do a series on why launching is doing you and your potential customers more harm than good, right? I've done an episode all about that here on the podcast. And so for example, episode one might be about the dangers of live launching and only launching once or twice per year. Episode two, and again, I say episode, this is like one video, a TikTok length video. And granted, there's different lengths of video that you can do, which I'll talk about more in a second. But that would be like episode one. And I would call it episode one in the description, which, by the way, at the time recording this, they just increased the length of the description that you can write, which is exciting. You can put more content in that description there. You know, and episode two might be about three ways that, you know, live launching is harming your potential customers or something like that. And so on. And this might be like a 7-episode series. But the idea there is, number one, it's intentional. Number two is that it's people want to consume the entire series. And if they're like, wait, this, I see this is episode 4, but I've missed episodes 1, 2, and 3. They're going to go back and watch it as long as the episode that, or as long as the video that you created for episode 4 is something that, you know, catches their attention and keeps them watching. Or I could do a series on like the key takeaways from the 642 podcast episodes that I've published here in the Art of Online Business or something like that. And I could do, again, I could do whatever, a 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 episodes, videos all about that. So I could do different series. And one other thing that I've learned is if I want to continue getting ideas on the types of videos that are working really well on TikTok, you go to in TikTok, okay, you can check which videos TikTok is pushing out the most. And so this is going to give you, again, give you other ideas for videos that you could do. And this is something that I'm starting to do too. So you can go to Creator Tools, Analytics, Content, and then you can scroll down to trending videos. And, you know, there's going to be a few there, and you can start looking at those and noticing, are there any similarities between these videos? What's similar? Why are these trending so highly? What types of videos? And sort of start to analyze them and study them a little bit. And then you can create, you know, take what you learn and pull that into the types of videos that you're creating. So again, on TikTok, it's Creator Tools, Analytics, Content, and then you scroll down to the trending videos section. So those are as far as, like, you know, being intentional with the types of videos I'm going to be putting up on TikTok. And then here are some other things that I'm really going to start focusing on right out of the gates, and then really for this first one here throughout. And not surprisingly, it's just like any piece of content that you put out, whether it's a podcast episode, whether it's a YouTube video, whether it's a, you know, an Instagram reel or what have you, but the hook is the most important. The very first thing of the video is the most important. And on TikTok, it's like the first 3 seconds. If you don't catch their attention and make them want to watch more of the video, they're just going to keep swiping. And part of TikTok's algorithm is how long are people watching your videos? So you've got to hook them in the like right off the bat. And on TikTok, it's really within about 3 seconds. You know, it's a little bit longer, for example, on a podcast or on a YouTube video, but you know, in the attention span that we all have, it's first 3 seconds, gotta hook them and really start to test that, play around with that. You know, am I gonna have the greatest hooks right off the bat? No, I'm not. It's learning a new skill for that specific platform. You know, I have a pretty good idea. And so here's one example that I'm going to be doing a video on, and I've talked about it here in the podcast, is so I could come on and right off the bat, I can say, and I would put the copy right on the screen, sort of at the top above my head. For example, if you want to be a guest on other podcasts, you're probably doing it wrong. Like right off the bat, that's like literally in the first second to 2 seconds. Somebody's thinking like, yes, number one, oh yeah, I want to be on other podcasts. Wait, I'm doing it wrong. What are this? Like, what should I be doing instead? So that's going to keep them watching. And so then I can go into the exact steps. Like, and then I can say, if you want to be a guest on other podcasts, you're probably doing it wrong. Here are 3 ways to give yourself the best chance to be on other people's shows. And then just go 1, 2, 3, you know, you talk a little bit about each one. And so again, the hook, the most important thing, first 3 seconds, grab their attention. The second thing within this, you know, that I'm really going to be focusing on, at least to start, is I'm going to start out with really short videos, like between 7 and 15 seconds. Really try to get the point condensed down. Now on a one like that I just mentioned, as far as getting on other podcasts, that would be longer, but the goal here is to get in the practice of creating really quick video, like value-based, fun, entertaining. I think I can be entertaining, you know, videos that are 7 to 15 seconds, and that's what I'm kind of going to start with. With that said, TikTok, they update the algorithm every single month. You know, they are favoring, at the time recording this, they are favoring the longer form video, but longer form to TikTok is like 45 seconds plus, which is really not that long. I mean, it is if you really think about it from an attention span perspective, but yeah, I'm going to starting with those shorter videos and start mixing in the longer ones. The next thing I'm going to be focusing on is starting with one video per day. I'm not going to try to, you know, do 3 videos a day, at least at first. And within that, the intention is to mix in super helpful clips of this podcast here. So if you're listening to this right now, if you don't know, I also record this on video and it goes on the Art of Online Business YouTube channel. And so we would take the video of this episode, for just as an example, and I would have an editor just cut it up essentially and create a native TikTok style video of this episode. I don't mean the length of this episode. I mean taking pieces of this episode here and creating a TikTok style video of it. And I would be mixing those pieces of content into the types of videos I'm posting on TikTok. And so that's kind of how I'm looking at this. I'm going to see where this goes. The ultimate goal is to increase brand awareness and increase quality applications for my accelerator coaching, which is like, there's a lot of demand for, but I'm very specific on who we work with, you know, not only on a revenue level, but also values and that sort of thing. And like I mentioned before, when this episode comes out, I'm going to be straight with you. Like, I most likely will not have started posting the videos yet, but it will be very shortly thereafter if I haven't. But you now have my plan, and this is happening. And yeah, I'd love to have you come over and follow me on TikTok, and it's going to be a lot of fun. And will I be dancing? I have no idea. Maybe, like, I'm not opposed to it, but it's not like, oh, I'm going to do all the dancing trends and voiceover trends and pointing at weird places on the screen. Not going to be doing that primarily, right? Like, one thing I've noticed about TikTok is you can come on there and have fun and be entertaining while you are educating people. And that's really what it's all about. And so, yeah, I'm just like where I am on Instagram and everywhere else, at Rick Mulready. So, yeah, come over and give me a follow on TikTok. I'd love your feedback as I start posting videos. But you've got my strategy. This is exactly what I've been researching, talking to a lot of people, watching a ton of TikTok videos, learning what works, what doesn't. And this is how, at least I'm starting with this, and then we'll reevaluate as we go, as with anything that we do. So come over and give me a follow on TikTok. I'd appreciate it, at Rick Mulready. And hope this was helpful for you to hear what I've been doing. It's going into this platform and types of things I'm going to be testing out and kind of seeing where we go, right? So I mentioned Accelerator. I've incorporated a lot more weekly one-on-one coaching with me. So if you'd like my eyes on your business, if you want me to help you grow and scale your business and do so while working no more than 25 hours a week, that's what we're all about. This is not about, you know, growing your business while working 18 hours a day or anything like that. We're building your business around your life, not the other way around. And so you heard the four pillars at the very beginning of this episode here. You know, I'm all about helping you optimize your marketing. So we're all about ethical marketing, your leadership, stepping into the CEO role. That's the biggest thing that I see our accelerators doing, is transitioning from what I call the day-to-day entrepreneur into the CEO role. I'm helping you optimize your systems and your processes and your team, et cetera. So if you'd like my help with that, you know, I work with established online course creators. Maybe you've got a membership or online coaches. So you can either shoot me an email, rick@rickmulready, and tell me a little bit about your business, or you can go over to our accelerator page and learn more about the program right there. And you can fill out the short application, rickmulready.com/accelerator. All right, my friends, TikTok, let's do this. Thank you, as always, for listening. Super appreciate you. Until the next episode next week, as Organic October continues on here, be well and chat with you soon.